Hey everyone.
Hey.
How's the bike? Pretty good?
Good.
Pretty good? Great. Thanks for having me, Joan. So I was looking at what to read, and everything came out as a protest poem, which I didn't expect. They're not traditional protest poems, but here we go. So the first poem is in protest of walls that divide us. Heartbroken, can you keep it open? Practice love instead of closing. Heartbroken, can you keep it open? Practice love instead of closing. Heartbroken, can you keep it open? Practice love instead of closing. This one is a poem in protest of wishing I didn't have tinnitus. Anyone else? The ringing. That's another poem. I have a poem about that. I used to think it was just electricity until I was in the middle of the woods and still had it. So this is called Bell. These ears hear the constant tail end of cymbals, the resonant fizz of sound waves sizzling. This is my silence. My quiet wears zills that can't stop clapping. This body, a bell the soul rings to hear itself singing. This body, a bell the soul rings to hear itself sing. Zills are those little finger symbols for the non-belly dancers among us. I am not a belly dancer. This one is, it has really strange syntax. Welcome. And what I was picturing is a living room, my living room, with no furniture in it, and just being able to move around in it with spirits. And it's a poem in protest of ballet poems with too much graceful imagery and words like pirouette. Anonymous. Don't furniture the living room. Let us collapse against opened armed ghosts who skeletonless vertical us, but never say graceful or call us dancers as we stir invisible paint with our limbs, undress shy corners with our loss. This is a poem in protest of feelings of immortality. Last. This could be my last syllable. A city lives within me, but I don't really know which city. Just that there are tubes in it. Speaking of tubes, I found an ear canal in my tuba, and I found my throat in a chimney. The body is a trap we each get caught in. This could be my last body. So awkward with the clapping. Just be free, whether that's a silent free or a loud free. A poem in protest of patriarchy. And it's like this big. Oh, that's kind of funny. Oh! Missing. A boy throws two rocks at me. A man stands and talks at me. They both miss. I've never read that album. That is so old. But it just has that special something. This is a forum. I don't write a lot in forum on purpose. I've written some accidental form. But this form is called a BOP, and it was created at Cave Canem before I was a fellow. But I wanted to try it, and it takes place at the intersection of the song, which is a poem, Strange Fruit, and America the Beautiful, and it's called Bitter Crop for Michael Brown and Blueberry, Blackberry, as always bleeding, back road or boulevard, our boy crowned with baton, breathing barely. If you believe the breeze is just air blowing through branches, above the fruited plain, have a seat. When our baby left, we believed he'd come back in his body. We believed young berries grew into elderberries, but now, when the wind blows against your necks, know it's him. You feel him now that he's up above the fruited plain, don't you? I hate pavement, I hate summer, I hate yellow tape, I hate chokeberry, pokeberry, the way it will always be too late to comfort him, the way I'll never dare to say, I hate you back, to our strange America that only protects the few above the fruited plain. Damn it. A poem in protest of wishing I was one of those people who always speaks their mind. I don't know, I always strive, and it's like I'm just tired of trying to be all of these things, and it just doesn't always happen, so I can protest that. Disposition. Which is south and which is north? I concede from this day forth, south is north and north is south. Words change course inside my mouth. That's all I could do. Screw it. Okay. A poem in protest of people who exhaust me. Serious. Fangs. Fangs come in phone call shades. Let's talk soon. Stretch you into a thin sculpture. A human two-hole punch. The cause of reclusive. Trust me, you won't feel a thing. We do several of these a day. She was also her own vampire. Autofangnosis. Combine a funnel with a muscle. As her feelings woke up, her body needed more sleep. Icicles that didn't form yet crash to the pavement. That poem has never come out before. This is a poem in protest, just a few more, of taking things you didn't even want. And it's about my grandmother, Big George. Do you know those Starlight mints? Those red and white minty mints? Okay, Starlight. When Big George offers me a mint, it's not enough for me to take the mint. She wants to see me pull the mint out of its noisy plastic wrapper and put the mint into my mouth until it dissolves completely. I wanted to want the Starlight mint from the dark of her purse where lipstick lived, with tissue packs and lotion tubes and clear plastic rain bonnets. I used to want the mint, but when I got older, the mint made my teeth feel fuzzy. So when she tried to give me the mint, I'd shake my head and take one of those dirty looks instead. I wanted to want the starlight mint from the dark of her purse where sweetness and obligation lived. I wanted to want what she wanted me to want, but I couldn't. I didn't want it. Last two, a poem in protest of titles that aren't homonyms. I had to figure out what the word was of, it has two different meanings, but it's the same word. For a while, all my titles were homonyms. It is also a poem in protest of needing to be good at relationships. Resolution. Dear New Year, the ones I loved best are gone. If I could only let them go. The ones I love best are here. If I could only see them. And the last one is a poem in protest of endings. She is risen. No one will fly higher. No one will enjoy more the loud shouts of angels or the reverse ocean of the sky. I got a fever yesterday because I held too many spirits in me. They got too crowded and started to sweat me out. My mama anointed me with Vicks VapoRub. And she put the humidifier on like a constant genie coming out of the bottle. And two wooden birds watched me with their right eyes, and a wooden man beat his drum beside me, and a wooden cat kept watch on the other side, and I was held in place by wooden floors, and I was tucked in by wooden doors, and daylight was framed by the wooden window, and if I could see a bit of glory, I would. And if I could talk about it anymore, I would.